As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
It's always a little awkward when you're asking anybody for money. It started maybe when you were a kid, if your parents gave you allowance and you're like, you know what? I deserve more than $2.50 a week. Dad, give me $5. And then the negotiation starts. Did you guys go through that?
I never got an allowance.
Never got an allowance.
Never in my life.
We got dollars for good grades.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I got a dollar for every A.
Oh, so you're broke, huh?
I had straight A's, thank you very much.
I got an allowance. I can't remember what it was, but I just remember being so, like, nervous asking my dad for, like, a raise in my allowance, mostly because I wasn't doing anything to earn anything.
I was about to ask that. How do you ask for a raise?
Well, I mean, it's just, it's kind of like, some people have this theory, some don't, that if your kids are going to help out around the house, you should give them, like, allowances for that. You're just contributing to the family. You shouldn't get paid for that.
Yeah, we had a chore chart, but we didn't get paid for our chores. Mm-mm.
I have a friend who pays for the chores, but then keeps a portion of it for taxes to teach them about real life down the line. Wow. they will get the money later on.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, they'll get it like when they're older, when they graduate or something like that. But yeah, keeps a chunk for taxes.
I don't hate it at all. Well, how about this woman that's a grown-ass woman, and she's asking for a raise also, except it's not from work. It's from her husband, and it's very awkward for her. If you have something going on in your life, hit us up at theburtshow.com.
So I'm a stay-at-home wife, and I need some advice on how to ask my husband for a raise in my allowance. Currently, he gives me $30 per week for my personal expenses, you know, like clothes, makeup, hair, nails, lunch with friends, etc.
Time out. 30.
Yeah, I saw that too.
$30 for the whole week?
That's like one meal out.
I mean, it depends where you live, and in some, you know, homes, $30 is $30. You shouldn't got anything right now.
Yeah.
You guys are looking at me like, come on, man, $30.
Yeah, with inflation.
It doesn't seem like a lot of money, but we don't know what their situation is. Yeah. Except she is a stay-at-home mom, right?
Yep.
She's a stay-at-home wife.
Wife, okay.
Yeah, I get it. It's just $30. It's not knocking that it's $30. It's just I know the cost of clothes, makeup, hair. Like, a concealer can run $30 mm-hmm. unless you get it on the cheap. But anyway, she says that's just not cutting it anymore with the rising prices of everything. I want to bump it up to $50 a week so I can enjoy my personal time without feeling like I'm stretching my budget too thin. Now, don't get me wrong. My husband does give me a budget for groceries and other household necessities, but it's tough to save money on those things when everything's getting more expensive. Plus, I don't work outside of the house, so I rely on him to support me financially for my personal expenses. I've actually asked my hubby for an increase before, but he said I needed to save money on groceries or household items to make up for it, and that's just not doable anymore. I want to approach this conversation with my husband in a respectful and productive way. I know he's the breadwinner of our family, but as a stay-at-home wife, I'm contributing in other ways, like taking care of our child and managing our home. So any tips on how to have this conversation with my hubby? I'd appreciate any advice or feedback from you guys. Thanks for reading, y'all.
All right. I don't want to seem out of touch or an elitist or anything like that, or a Richie Rich or whatever. But at the end of the day, she's just asking for 20 extra bucks for the week, right? Do I have the math right?
You have the math right. So at the end, she said that, you know, they have a kid, so she's a stay-at-home mom. I don't understand why there's even an allowance system. You guys should have shared debit cards, and you can use whatever money. Like, obviously, you guys have a house budget. So you know, and if you trust each other, like, you know what your intake is and what your outtake should be and what you can spend. So putting a denomination on it like that mm-hmm. and, like, physical, like, handing over of money, that is not my bag. I am not down with that. Yeah, I'm not married, so it'd feel a little weird stepping in on this conversation.
Don't.
But, I mean, I'm kind of with the husband here because some people are better at navigating finances than others. And so, you know, we don't really know what their financial situation is. And maybe $30 really is what makes sense for them when it comes to, like, the extra things like makeup and hair and all that stuff. But it would make me feel a little weird to feel like, oh, here's your $30. This is what you have for the week. But I kind of get it from a financial standpoint. It just seems like he wants to be responsible.
I couldn't fathom every Sunday handing my husband $30 and being like, this is your spending money for the week.
Go knock yourself out.
Do you think it really is handed over like that? Or is she just, maybe it's budgeted. Maybe they have a budget and he runs the budget and it's, hey, towards these incidentals, $30 a week. And she's calling it an allowance. Cause yeah, I could never fathom ever. Budget's fine, but being given an allowance as a spouse.
And here's the other thing too. So like my mom came to visit the other day because she was in for Jimmy's birthday and she asked me how much are, it's a typical like parent, grandparent conversation. How much are eggs costing down here? And I straight up looked at her and I said, I have no idea because I don't do the grocery shopping. Uh-huh. My husband does. So if he's not in the trenches doing the daily work and knowing what things cost, I don't think he should get to dictate what the budget is. I think she should because she's the one going out doing the things and buying the things. She knows how much cleaning solutions are now. She knows how much eggs are now. She knows how much dry cleaning is now. Like, you could ask me, I wouldn't be able to tell you because I don't do that. My husband does. So I trust my husband with our budget because he knows how much that stuff costs.
But they don't have that arrangement. So,
well, they should.
Okay, maybe they should. So I think the focus here is, I mean, can you handle this kind of conversation as though you would if you were asking for a raise at work, where we would advise you, like, come to the table
with
everything you're bringing to the company, how much you're spending, the ins, the outs. Can you handle a conversation like this with your husband or wife as though it's a business?
It sounds like it's Excel spreadsheet time.
Yeah, right?
Bring out the PowerPoint.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, I'm not really qualified in this area at all, I feel like, but I don't see why you couldn't. But I do know someone who works from home and is in a similar situation, and she found a program where you can call somebody on behalf of a company and they'll pay you $15 an hour to do it. Maybe she should look into something like that.
The Burt Show.